This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda holds a discussion with leaders of the ruling alliance regarding NCL's share transfer deal. President Ramchandra Paudil calls on concerned sides to minimize impact of climate change in Himalayas. And Gaza death toll climbs as Israel ramps up southern offensive. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the ruling coalition parties held at the call of Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda concluded that a serious probe and investigation should be conducted regarding the sale and purchase of shares of the private telecommunication service provider company NCL. The meeting, held last evening at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, decided that the government should be ready to investigate the matter and the cabinet meeting should make necessary arrangements in this regard. Talking to media persons following the meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and government spokesperson Rekha Sharma said that a high-level investigation committee shall be formed at the next cabinet meeting to find out the truth about NCL shares purchase and sale. The government has already decided to conduct necessary investigation regarding this matter, which was supported by leaders of the coalition partners. Prime Minister Prachanda, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat and Minister for Communication Rekha Sharma and others participated in the meeting. President Ramchandra Paudil has called on concerned sides to minimize the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. Addressing a ceremony organized to mark the 40 years of the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ISIMOD, in Lalitpur yesterday, President Paudil said melting of snow, outburst of glacial lakes, landslides in the mountains and hills, and flooding in the southern plains were visible consequences of climate change. President Paudil urged member countries and other concerned sites to come together and cooperate for the resolution of problems caused by climate change. He added that the countries like Nepal suffered a high level of impact of climate change, though they had almost no role in the greenhouse gas emissions and the climate change. President Paudil also stressed the need for providing financial and technical supports to affected countries like Nepal to mitigate the impact of climate change. The Rukum Paschim District Court has handed down lifetime imprisonment to 23 accused for their involvement in the killing of 6 people at Sutigaon of Chor Jahari Municipality 8 in Rukum Paschim District. The District Court last evening gave its verdict on the case after hearing since Sunday. Navaraj Bike of Gujazarkot District and 5 others were killed on May 23, 2020. Information officer of District Court Govinda Prasad Koirala informed a single bench of District Judge Khadga Bahadur Kesi gave the verdict. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat says the country's economy is improving. Talking to journalists, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat stated that the country's economy had started to pick up, particularly due to increasing remittance inflow and rising numbers of foreign tourists. He, however, said it would take some time for the economy to fully revive. The Finance Minister claimed that many policy-level decisions had been made for improving the economy. Nepal police have arrested members of a gang involved in sending Nepali youth to fight for the Russian army. The police team has arrested 12 people after an operation conducted for several days in different places of Kathmandu. They were sending Nepali youths to Russia via India. Spokesperson of District Police Range Kathmandu, Superintendent of Police Kumar Dungel, confirmed that the arrest of the persons involved in activities ranging from finding youths to join the Russian army, arranging documents and arranging visas. Police said further investigation into the case is underway. 6 Nepali youths who joined the Russian army have already been confirmed dead in course of the fighting. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson and Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for transformation of party's cadres. Speaking at a review meeting of the party's transformation campaign and training conducted at Gausala of Mohtari yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda said Federal Democratic Republic would be further strong if the party's leaders and cadres were transformed. He also directed the party leaders and cadres to work rising above the personal interest to work for the nation. Prime Minister Prachanda also instructed them to highlight the issues concerning the public during the campaign. The CPN Unified Socialist is set to organize its national convention on the 17th to 21st of May next year in Kathmandu. According to Party Deputy General Secretary General Jagannath Khatiwada, the party's central secretariat meeting held yesterday under the chair of Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal agreed on a new schedule for the national convention. He also said the party would be registered in the Election Commission in view of the National Assembly elections. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha has urged the youths to return home from abroad for the prosperity of the country. Speaking at a program organized by National Tribe Rights Council in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairperson Timil Sinha pointed out the need for building a vision of doing something in the country after returning from abroad. The National Assembly Chair expressed the view that all the political leaders should not be blamed for the deteriorating situation of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has said its troops are in the heart of Khan Yunis after bombarding the southern city overnight. The Israeli military report the most intense day of fighting since their ground operation began in late October. Meanwhile, UN Food Programme has said the resumption of fighting has intensified the hunger crisis in Gaza. The Hamas attack on southern Israel on October 7 killed 1,200 people with around 240 others taken hostage. Hamas officials in Gaza say at least 16,248 people have been killed in Israel's retaliatory campaign, including about 7,000 children. Heavy rains and strong winds are battering India's southern Andhra Pradesh state as a severe cyclonic storm makes landfall. 12 people, including a child, have died in Andhra Pradesh and neighboring Tamil Nadu state in rain-related incidents. Cyclone Michuang has made landfall between Nellore and Kavali in Andhra Pradesh. The India Meteorological Department has said the storm will have wind speeds up to 110 kilometers an hour, which will reduce as the cyclone dissipates after landfall. Meteorological officials have issued a red alert in some parts of the states of the Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. Now the general weather forecast for the country. With the partial influence of westerly winds as well as the influence of Michuang cyclonic storm across the country, Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the Karnali province with the chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 21.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda holds discussion with leaders of ruling alliance regarding NCEL's share transfer deal. President Ramchandra Paudil calls on concerned sides to minimize impact of climate change in Himalayas. And Gaza death toll climbs as Israel ramps up southern offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.